The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
It's 10 trivia questions on deceased wrestlers with my brother Scott Buds as he sits in traffic driving from Atlanta to Orlando. This is Trivia with Buds. It be. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for listening to this program, or program, as my friend Dave Ramsey would say. He always pronounces that word funny. If you like trivia, you're in the right place. If you like listening to people playing along with trivia questions, especially wrestling-related trivia questions, you are definitely in the right place, because that's what today's episode's about. It's about dead wrestlers or deceased wrestlers, to be a little bit nicer. And it was picked by my friend Mo Martinez from Chicago, who is a Patreon subscriber to the show. Now, my brother Scott was driving through traffic, and he's coming back from Chicago, and then he went to Chattanooga, and then over to Atlanta, and then back down to Orlando. And he was stuck in traffic, and he said, "Hey, bro, call me if you're bored. I'm sitting here." So I said, "Let's do a quick little quiz on these wrestlers and see how many you can get." So we do 10 of those, and you can listen to our banter, and you can listen to me talking about playing trivia with a big group called the Inland Empire Trivia Pub Quiz Meetup Group at the end of our little chat with me and Scott. So check all that stuff out. If you want to support this show, I'd love for you to leave an iTunes review. That's totally free, and you can do that anytime by going to the app for podcasts, searching Trivia with Buds, clicking on Trivia with Buds, and scrolling down to leave a review. You can leave 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars, and you can leave some dialogue about what you like about the show or dislike about the show. I'd love to hear all of your critiques, comments, concerns, and praises. So do that if you have a free couple of minutes. It just takes a few. If you want to support the show monetarily, you can always go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and donate between $1 and $50 or more to get all kinds of amazing rewards sent to your house every single month. I'm getting ready to mail out all the stuff for March. So the March rewards are on their way. They'll be there before April starts, and you'll have a brand new book if you're in our book club. You'll have a brand new t-shirt if you're in our t-shirt club, a magnet, a set of answer sheets for you to play along with the podcast at home, like you're playing one of my live trivia nights, a postcard of the Disney Pixar variety, and tons more. Patreon.com/triviawithbuds if you want to support the show. And for just 7 more days, actually, by the time this posts, probably like 4 or 5 more days, till the end of the month, till March 31st, if you donate $20 or more, or you join into the $20 or more tier, you will get a bonus item of a Ren and Stimpy collector set from San Diego Comic-Con, which are rare and hard to find. So I will mail one of those to you. It's a Funko Dorbs set of the pair of them, Ren and Stimpy, and it's got the Comic-Con label on it. It's a pretty sweet set, and I only have a few of them. So if you want to jump up to the $20 tier, or you want to join at $20 and support this show, I will send you one of those and all the other stuff that comes below the $20 level. So check all that out. Thanks so much for all the nice words about the podcast. I love getting your emails. Shout out to my friend Wolf down in Arizona. No, Texas, down in Texas, who listens to the show. He got a little care package I sent and sent me a nice email asking for clips of my stand-up. So enjoy the stand-up clip I sent you, Wolf, and keep on listening. Appreciate your support and listenership. If you have something you want to do on the show in the near future, maybe you want to be a guest on the show, maybe you want me to promote something for you, maybe you just love trivia and you want to give me some feedback on a certain episode, you can always email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com. I'll respond to everything that I get at some point. All right, we're going to jump into this quick call. It's about 10 or 15 minutes with my brother, Scott Buds. He's been on the show before, so if you like the cut of Scott's jib, you can listen to an episode way back when. I think it was the 10th episode ever of the podcast a couple years back, and we did some Bon Jovi and Sylvester Stallone movie trivia with him and my brother, Tom. And Scott's been on a few other times just over the years for phone calls and quick meetups on the podcast. So you could just search Scott Buds, exactly how it sounds. And Trivia with Buds, and it should come up. Also, we kind of teased that Scott might start hosting trivia for me in the Orlando area in the near future, maybe this summer, in the next couple months. So be on the lookout for that. If you live in Florida, we talk about it towards the end of the episode. All right, we're going to jump into these 10 questions on dead wrestlers right now. Here we go. Sitting here on a phone call with my older brother, Scott Buds. How we doing, Scott?
Not good, Ryan. Not good.
What are you doing right now?
I'm crawling through, I just passed Atlanta, heading back towards Florida, but it's nothing but red, you don't want red.
Oh yeah, when you get to that dark, like a little darker than ketchup, you're like, oh, this is going to be bad.
Well, you know, I get through Atlanta, and I understand Atlanta's going to be like that, but I hit the blue, blue's good, I'm cruising. I got my hopes up, and now I'm back in the red. I don't get it. Everyone's going to Florida today.
You're driving home to Florida. You live in the Orlando area. You were up in Chicago visiting family for your spring break. How was the trip? Was it a good time?
Yeah, real good. I got my girls with me. They're ready to jump out of the window, but they're in the front seat, keeping each other happy and occupied. Those iPads aren't going to last forever, though.
There.
But, yeah, we had a Chicago, long road trip, but we stayed over at Tommy's last night in Chattanooga area.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got a visit with the cousins and such, you know.
Yeah, very cool, man. I miss the days of being able to go on like a spring break, you know. As a teacher, you still kind of get to do that, like you just did. But I guess my whole life's a spring break, if I really break it down. But the idea of being able to go somewhere for like 10 days is pretty cool.
The problem is I need a break from my spring break, right?
Well, that's a lot of driving to do, and you're driving stick shift, you told me, right? That's a little bit more work.
Legs going to fall off. I don't know how people...
Speaking of legs falling off, I have an episode today for you. I got 10 questions on wrestlers who are deceased, okay? So I called you up. I know you're sitting in traffic, and I said, I'm going to relieve some of his stress by reliving some wrestling moments with you. How do you think you're going to do on this one?
Anything wrestling-related, I'll probably do pretty well.
All right, let's see how you do. We're going to do 10. You think you get all 10?
I'll go 9, Ryan.
9 out of 10 for Scott Buds. This topic was picked by Mo Martinez from Chicago. Let's jump into these 10 questions right now. Question number one. Dusty Rhodes had a valet that accompanied him to the ring in WWF. What was her name?
Sapphire.
That is 100% correct. Sapphire. They used to kind of dance their way down to the ring. She used to wear the polka dots like him.
It was brutal. Black and yellow polka dots.
Yeah, Wiz Khalifa style, black and yellow. Would you say that they were married in real life? Were they a couple, or were they just paired together for the wrestling world?
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know where that came from. It was in a bad time. It was like mid-90s when no one was watching, I think. Well, less people, I would say.
Yeah, it was kind of getting over the huge hype of everything with Hulkamania, and everything was kind of going down, I feel like, when he jumped over there. So that was an interesting time.
Yeah, right around. Hey, Luce, that's Luce.
There's Lucy. Question number two. Kerry Von Erich wrestled under what name in WWF from 90 to 92?
That is the Texas Tornado.
Texas Tornado. That's right. That was all I knew him as because I was 5 years old, 5 to 7 years old when he was in WWF. And I remember you liking him a lot because I think you knew who he was. Yeah. And I was kind of like, who's this guy? You know?
No, I knew the whole family from... I guess it was NWA, AWA, the old school wrestling with the Fabulous Freebirds and the Rock and Roll Express and all that stuff. You know, like Raven Stimpson. Spartan and stuff over there.
Yeah.
But his brother, I remember his, there was the Kevin Von, they all committed, like two or three of them, I think, committed suicide or something. It was a weird, sad story with that Von Erich family.
Yeah, yeah. It says that I read about Kerry Von Erich. It says that he had his foot amputated from like a motorcycle accident, I think, in the 80s. And he wrestled with prosthetic foot, and he used to shower with his boots on because he didn't want anyone to know that he had a prosthetic foot or he was missing a foot, you know? Yeah, and they said that he, Bret Hart had said before he died that he knew, he was like, I'm going to follow in my brother's footsteps. Like, it's inevitable. I'm not going to last long. And he actually shot himself in the heart, which you don't hear about that too often. Where somebody puts the gun to their heart, that's pretty brutal. That's like a brutal way to go, and just the idea of it.
I liked the finisher, though, because he would do the claw, the old school. He would do the claw, and then he would give the guy a claw, and then he would let go, and then he'd like spin around like a tornado and just, he'd either hit the guy with a punch or a clothesline or something, and that was it.
The Texas Tornado is a cool name. You know, it's like when they thought of that, that's probably one of their better thought of names, I think, for a gimmick. And Texas, what? I read recently, is the number one tornado spot in the country. There's more tornadoes there than anywhere else.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Slightly better than that Red Rooster.
It's just a little bit better than the Red Rooster, yeah. They're like, we're going to put some red hair dye. You're going to spike it up in the middle like a rooster. Okay. It's going to be great. Number three, here we go. At WrestleMania 10, or WrestleMania X as they called it, who teamed with Luna Vachon to take on Doink and Dink in a mixed tag team match?
Oh, jeez. Luna Vachon. Who teamed with her to say Doink and Dink? What?
All right. it was someone in Luna versus Doink and Dink in a mixed tag team match at WrestleMania 10.
And he's dead.
Yes.
So I'm going with Bam Bigelow.
It is Bam Bam Bigelow. Nice job. Bam Bam and Luna took on Doink and Dink. I think Doink and Dink won. They did a lot of pranks and stuff. I think there was a lot of Dink kind of slapping his ass at both of them and jumping around.
Luna Vachon, she was that really creepy looking.
Yeah, she was pretty creepy looking. She was actually, I looked her up. She passed away in the 2000s, I think. She was married to Gangrel for a while.
Gangrel, the vampire guy?
That's right. Who, in the interview that I was watching, still wears the fangs. And I think they're like his real teeth.
That's a shame.
Here's number four. What single named WWE wrestler by the name of Andrew Martin passed away in 2009? What single named WWE wrestler named Andrew Martin passed away in 2009?
Kind of lame. You're not giving me a whole lot to go with here.
I'll give you a hint because you're playing. You've actually met this person. It is Test. There you go, Test. Andrew Martin. You met him in Hawaii with Badass Billy Gunn, right?
I did, yeah. We were, Greg and I went to some, I don't remember where, we were at some club and we met them with, what's her name? Stacy Keebler. The three of them were out. I got a quick shot with him and then, should have got one with her though, right?
Yeah, that would have probably been better, huh?
We were just talking about Hawaii. I was just at Greg's. But, met him. He was huge.
There you go.
I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, a lot of these guys had just unfortunate, like, drug overdoses or painkiller addictions or, car accidents, things like that. It's a multitude of things, but there's a whole website I found. It's like wrestlers who died under 20, under 30, under 40, under 50. So it's pretty nuts. Question number five. Ray Traylor had a heart attack in 2004, but what name did the wrestling world better know him as?
He was a lawman from Cobb County, Georgia, if I'm not mistaken, right? That would be the Big Boss Man.
That's right, the Big Boss Man. Number five, you're halfway through. You've gotten every single one of these so far. The Big Boss Man, Ray Traylor, who got in the Hall of Fame, I think, Ray, 2 years ago. His family talked about him. It was a pretty cool induction ceremony. Number six, the Junkyard Dog died in 1998. What decade was the Junkyard Dog born in? So he died died in 98. What decade do you think he was born in?
I'm going to say he was the 40s or 50s. I'm going to say the 40s.
You were very close. It was the 50s. So he was like in his late 30s, I think. Or let's see. No, that would be 40s. He was in his early 40s, I think, when he passed. And JYD, born in the 50s. That's your first miss, so you got to get the next four to match up with the 9 out of 10 you thought you'd get. But I think you could do it. I have faith in you while you're sitting in traffic. And I think as soon as you're done with this this quiz, your red is going to turn to blue and you'll be cruising back to the Clermont, Florida area. Here's number 7. What famous wrestler had the last name Rusamoff and died in 1993? Number 7, what famous wrestler had the last name Rusamoff and died in 93?
Andre.
It is Andre the Giant. Did you see that HBO documentary about him?
Loved it. It was great.
I got to check it out. I have not seen it yet. There's a lot of cool footage and things that you've never seen before.
Oh, a lot of background stuff. Yeah, very cool stuff about his early years and you know, when he just started growing out of control.
Yeah.
You got pictures of him I've never seen before. Very cool.
Oh, nice. Question number 8. Oh, go ahead.
They give you a ton of these crazy facts about how much he could actually drink and eat. It's incredible.
Yeah, maybe I'll try and find that today. That sounds awesome. Number 8, what was Macho Man's legal first name?
His name was Andy Possel, I believe.
So what was his first, you think his legal first name was Randy?
Yeah.
Final answer? Super final answer?
What is it, Randall? I don't know.
It is Randall.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yep, it's Randall. Randall Poffo. So you got it with my hints.
All right.
Number 8.
All right.
Randall Poffo. Number 9, what was Eddie Guerrero's usual finishing move?
Frog splash.
Frog splash. Remember, I think I might have been watching it with you, or that was before internet clips and things were easy to share, but how about when he dislocated his elbow that one time?
On that move, yeah, he hits the mat and just elbow pops out.
That would have been a good question. Do you remember who he's given that frog splash to when his elbow dislocated?
No, I don't.
I don't either. I think it was on SmackDown.
Maybe Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he had a big rivalry with Edge. Maybe it was Edge.
Oh, you might be right.
So you remember how bloody that one match was with him and...
Lesnar. I think it was him and Lesnar, or maybe it was either. Yeah, he gets real. It's like hard to watch.
Oh, it's gross. I just saw a clip of it recently.
Yeah. All right. You got your you got your 9 out of 10 going. We're on number 10. Let's see if you can get this very last one. I think you pulled off. Before Brian Pillman's untimely death, what Mick Foley personality was supposed to face Pillman in a match at In Your House 18 Bad Blood 97?
Well, so, it's either Bob Cactus Jack or Mankind.
Yeah.
What year?
This was 97, In Your House, Bad Blood 97. One of the Mick Foley personas was supposed to face Pillman.
It could be any of those, so I don't know. I'm going to go with Cactus Jack.
It was Dude Love. Dude Love versus Pillman was supposed to be at that pay-per-view, and he didn't show up. It was like an hour before the pay-per-view started, and they said, Jim Cornette, go find him. So he called the Budgetel Inn he was staying at, and they said, oh, yeah, we found him in his hotel room earlier today. He passed away. And he was like, what? So they had to – I don't know what they did for that paper. I guess they just scrapped that match, or I didn't look that part up. But, yeah, he was 35 years old, and they just – that's how he went. I think they found pills next to his bed or something like that.
Remember, who was that where he went, he showed up at the guy's house or they showed up at his house? Was that Hunter?
No, I think that was him. Him and Austin had a feud, and Raw ended with him pulling a gun, and it was just like, oh my God. And the footage cut. Yeah, that was one of the most extreme cases of like the Monday Night Wars and the Attitude Era. They're like, it's like Brian Pillman pulls a gun. It's like a famous clip, you know?
Well, it's been questions. I've traveled about 50 yards, so I appreciate it.
There you go. Hey, glad to help. You got 8 out of 10. That's awfully close to 9 out of 10. And the last one was pretty tricky, so I feel like you still kind of got it. What's another topic I should have you on to do next time I have you on the show?
Another topic. I don't know, man. We could just do some. Halloween. Halloween would be good.
That would be good. And I've done Halloween once or twice on the show before, but I could get real inside with you because I know how many times you've seen the series and stuff.
Just some, you know, from all those. I mean, there's so many of those movies. I've seen them all, but I don't know. Or we could just, you know, pick a decade of movies or something. I don't know.
That would be pretty good. I actually played trivia with a big trivia team last night for the first time, I don't know, in probably 3 or 4 years, where someone was like, do you want to come play? And I actually had an open Friday night. So I went with these guys and gals, big group, all different ages, backgrounds. It's a real fun group. And they come to a lot of my trivia nights. So I went with them to a new place and we won first place. So that was kind of cool. But the fun part of it was, at first I'm like, I'm not going to know any stuff because the stuff that other trivia companies ask is not the kind of stuff I ask for the most part. But the first round was, I did not help at all except for the last question. And I'm like, I'm not going to contribute to this win, you know? And then the second round they go, here, this is famous cartoon neighbors. So it was a picture round and a lot of them were like Nickelodeon, MTV, Cartoon Network, and none of them knew any of them. They just turned it to me and I got all 8 in like seconds. I was like this. The last one was just Dennis the Menace, the cartoon from the 80s. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah.
And they had a Mr. Wilson. It was just his face from like the neck up. And everyone's like, who is that? And I'm like, that's Mr. Wilson from Dennis the Menace. And they're like, are you sure? And I'm like, and then you can say double or nothing on this particular trivia company's round. I'm like, we got to double this one. Yeah. And we doubled it up and we got it. So it was cool. I felt like I contributed the rest of the night. Not so much, but that round specifically.
Did you contribute the name or anything? Because I'm sure you've had plenty of awesome names come across.
They went with a standard quiz in my pants. That was the team name that won our first place team, quiz in my pants. And that was kind of funny. At one point they had to, they called one person up from each team. And they did like, do your funniest sound effect. It was like, introduce yourself, your team name, and then do a sound effect. So my sound effect was just like matching up to what our team name was all about. And so I had to make a real weird noise in front of a group of people. And they were all like, what? You know? And we did not win that contest. It was for like a free pitcher of beer, but we did not win. So yeah, that was interesting, but fun to play. And you might be hosting some trivia for me in Florida in the near future if we can get something set up for you.
Yeah, man. Like I told you before, I'm down because I'm full of useless facts about stuff, and I can chime in and read some questions and, you know, give my take on a bunch of stuff, trivia. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. We'll get something going around the Orlando area. So if you listen in Orlando, Florida area to this podcast, be on the lookout for Scott Buds and some Trivia with Buds coming down there to the beautiful Disney region.
Spreading your company name all over the country, right?
It's easy because we have the same last name, so it's still Trivia with you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that works
out good. All right, Scott, get home safe and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the 10 questions. I hope this helps and wish me luck because I'm still staring at a lot of red in front of me.
All right.
Picture of a guy working.
All right, brother. Get home safe. Later. There it was, a fun little chat with my brother Scott as he sits in traffic. Thanks for listening to this episode. Maybe you're sitting in traffic and you're like, my thing's red. Where's the blue? Where's the blue line start? And maybe this podcast helped you get to the blue line. Or maybe it didn't, and you need to listen to one of our other 400 episodes of this show. We've been doing it every single day in the daily edition of the show for the last 270 days. So thanks for making this a thing. Thanks for helping contribute to the stats that I look at every day and I go, wow, this show is really growing. And we have, you know, tens of thousands of downloads a month, and it really helps to make me keep doing it. So thank you for being part of that. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. And we'll see you next time for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.